I called the president. President, we need the National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Back to back Jack. And it is 4-1.
On that ball. Jackson has it. The All-American tight end is going in. And Oklahoma takes the lead on a 71-yard touchdown play.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lex is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from there.
Yo. And welcome back to the Fit Sports Podcast. This here is a bonus episode that I got to hit you in your ear with. Because I just couldn't let these dang on topics go by. I couldn't wait on September 10th, which will be the debut of season 3 of the Fix Sports Podcast. Thank y'all for rocking with me. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for rocking with me. But it's really going down in the side already. Hey, man. Like I said, this is my bonus episode. You already know, Audio Shop Talk going straight into your ear hole, brought to you by your homeboy, Joseph Ward, going die straight for the South. So, I got 6 topics that I want to cover today. Most of this is a weekly rant, most of this. But some of these topics I just couldn't let pass. Without talking about it, I couldn't wait. I love y'all so much. Make sure I do a bonus episode, even though I said I wasn't going to do no recording on this break, but damn it, here I am. When it calls, right? And I love y'all, so I had to make sure I get y'all up to date on the information. I ain't going to talk about it too late. But as you know, On the Shoulders, the Fix Sports Podcast is brought to you by On the Shoulders of Giants. And On the Shoulders of Giants brings you African history at your fingertips and on the go through the African History book series, the blog, the African History Curriculum app, which is available in the Google Play Store right now for free. The On the Shoulders of Giants YouTube channel. Please go to YouTube, type in On the Shoulders of Giants, and make sure you subscribe to my On the Shoulders of Giants YouTube channel. Also, the On the Shoulders of Giants nonprofit organization, as well as educational classes, lectures, keynote speaking engagements, activities, all those things. Holla at them. www.ownshoulders1.com. Holla at them. And remember, On the Shoulders of Giants Volume 3 South America is on the way, so stay tuned. But make sure you go get the app, subscribe to the YouTube channel, check out the blog, stay up to date, learn your Black history. Right? All right, so this is what we're talking about today. Simone Biles, she makes history. So we're going to go into how she made history and doing what she did. We're going to talk about the Big 3 Championship. I got a chance to watch it last night. So we have a new champion in the Big 3, and we're going to talk about that game. Then we're going to get into the bullshit. A Georgia high school team, they protest unsafe practices. So we're going to talk about that. This bitch-ass high school swim coach tried to drag his female student into the pool. He tried to drag her and throw her in the pool because she told me she didn't want to go in and get her hair wet. And this motherfucker actually put his hands on the young lady and tried to drag her into the pool. I would disembowel him, but I'm going to get back to that. John Elway out here fucking up. Watch the quiet powers on the rise, right? John Elway is making misleading comments about Colin Kaepernick and possibly saying things he ain't supposed to be saying. So we're going to talk about that. And then Urban Meyer is only... I told you I had to keep y'all up to date on this Urban Meyer thing. So that's really why I had to do this show. But Urban Meyer is only suspended 3 games for lying about what happened in the Zach Smith and Courtney Smith case. And there's a 23-page document that you need to read, and you know I found it, and that document will be attached to the post. So make sure As you're listening to this, go to www.freedomtrainradio.com. Click on the Fix Sports Podcast Season 2 tab. You'll see the bonus episode, right? And then within that post, within this post for this episode, there will be a link for you to download the 23-page document that's giving the findings and the details of the investigation into whether or not Urban Meyer mishandled this situation. And of course, you know, I will read you some of this. And I have information about Urban Meyer being suspended. I have information about Zach Smith's history and also this 23-page document. So, hey, man, this is going to go die. Let's get into it. So, Simone Biles is back and already making history. The gold medalist returned to the U.S. Gymnastics Championship over the weekend, which was last weekend, where she won the U.S. all-around title. The win makes Biles the first black woman to win all five all-around titles, according to the U.S. Olympic Committee. Sports Illustrated reports that the win also makes Biles the only woman to ever win five national all-around titles, earning four consecutive titles from 2013 to 2016. And at age 21, she's the oldest women's all-around champion since 1971. Biles made history in 2016 after becoming the first woman to win four consecutive national championships in 42 years, as well as the first American gymnast to earn 14 world championship medals. God damn, Simone, she's out here stunting on people, huh? And while the Olympian is surely an inspiration to those who love gymnastics, she's also an inspiration to men who have faced sexual abuse. Fucking bad and soft. The gold medalist light teal leotard, which she wore when she won all that shit, that was in reference to sexual assault survivors. Fuck ass Larry Nassar. Biles told Associated Press Sunday that her color choice was for the survivors. I stand with them all, and I think it's kind of special to unite people. The gymnast came forward earlier this year while accusations of sexual abuse against former U.S. gymnast Dr. Larry Nassar. I, too, am one of the many survivors that was sexually abused by Larry Nassar, she wrote on Instagram. Please believe me when I say it was a lot harder to first speak those words out loud than it is to now put them on paper. There are many reasons that I have been reluctant to share my story, but I know now that it's not my fault. Nassar was sentenced from 40 to 125 years in prison. Nearly 200 girls and women shared statements or in-person testimony detailing the abuse coming forward. Biles added, I know that this horrific experience does not define me. I am much more than this. I'm uniquely smart, talented, motivated, and passionate. I have promised myself that my story will be much greater than this, and I promise all of you. Oh, and that a woman from Michigan State University was arrested in connection with this Larry Nassar thing. Let me see if I can Google this real quick. But I was watching TV, and it was saying how some woman was just arrested for this. Let me see. Female, Michigan State, EMPLOYEARREST, arrested in Larry Nassar case. Let me see if I can Google this real quick. Larry Nassar, former supervisor. This just recent. I don't know, Michigan State. Well, I know a bunch of people. I'm trying to find that and post that, at least post that. But a lot, I know some person was just arrested for the incidents that happened with Larry Nassar at Michigan State. But before we get more to that, we want to go ahead and give Simone Biles a round of applause for breaking all those records and just being so great in life. Thank you, man. Go on 5 miles in Island. Once you say, oh, Island, ooh, Island, ooh, I know. Don't be judging me. I can actually rap. I just be playing. But one time for Simone. But I ain't gonna lie. In this Larry Nassar case, I still don't understand how he could go so long. That happened to so many people. And so many people be involved. And nobody does anything. Like, nobody. That many people, adults and young girls, are involved in this. People know about this. And nobody does anything about it. Like I keep telling y'all, the culture of sexual and domestic violence is maintained by both men and women in this country. Now, I can understand, it tears me up on the inside. I can understand the young girls, and I can even understand the women. I can understand them being afraid to come forward. But it's like, how? Like, somebody should have been brave enough. Somebody who knew about this should have been like, no. I don't know, man. I don't have the answers, and I'm not trying to accuse nobody, and I ain't trying to say nobody did nothing wrong. But what I am saying is this is killing me to think that this happened for 20 damn years. Over 200 people. Wow. And they felt like they felt like nobody could help them. And I'm sure people, like from all these arrests, I'm sure people knew about it and they just chose not to do nothing about it. It's like the Olympics and winning gymnastic matches was more important than keeping these ladies safe, which is a bunch of bullshit. Larry Nassar, you smell like pussy. Wow, man. Make me want to pull my hair out. And I don't even have enough hair to pull out my damn head. But this motherfucker went on for 20 years, over 200 women. Wow. I'm glad he got his ass whooped in jail. But some more people need their ass whooped because more people help to cover this up. You can't convince me that more people were involved in this to help cover this up. You can't convince me that. That's the only way this shit lasts for 20 years. Too many people was involved in keeping this shit covered up. Y'all can kiss my whole asshole if you try to convince me otherwise. Other people were complicit in this and helping keeping this culture of sexual violence going at both Michigan State and a part of the fucking Olympics. Fuck the Olympics, man. Flipping goddamn over all this shit ain't important. Olympics ain't never made my community better. Olympics ain't never stopped racism. Olympics ain't never made the world better. Sports don't bring people together. Think about what we talk about. Matter of fact, everything I'm talking about today on this bonus episode is further proof as to why I go so hard and reminded people that sports do not, and I repeat, sports do not, and I repeat, sports do not bring people together. Does sports have the elements to bring people together? Yes, but the influence of sports is not as strong as the influence of the other sectors of these communities. Fuck you, Larry Nassar, and everybody else who is complicit in helping this sick shit go on. Now we live in a world where motherfuckers want to make pedophilia normal. I tell you what, I got a message for all you bitch-ass pedophiles. You better not fuck with any kids I know, or let me find out y'all fucking with any kids. How the... Come on, that's a normal motherfucking response to be attracted to a child. You's a sick fuck. You a sexual fucking deviant. That's what you is. That you a fucking sexual deviant. You fucking pedophile. Tell me that's a normal sexual orientation. Orientate these nuts in your mouth. How about that? Tell me that's normal. That shit ain't fucking normal for no adult to be attracted to no goddamn child. Fucking pedophile ass Larry Nassar. Larry Nassar was getting his rocks off on anybody he could fucking get his rocks off on. Man, you know what? I'm sorry. I took this the wrong turn. It's probably Dr. Simone. I'm out here going off on it. It just pains me. It just pains me to know that so many people were complicit in helping this go on. Fuck Larry Nassar. Fuck Michigan State. Fuck the Olympic Committee. And fuck everybody who was complicit in that. And I hope everybody get caught, go to jail, get their assholes toe open. Fuck them. All right, let's move on. More positive thing before we get back dark again. So, in the high. Oh, yeah, and for y'all you people who don't speak country, when I say in the high, that means inside of the house, okay? So I was in the high last night, right, and I was watching, flip through TV. I was trying to watch some football, trying to get caught up, because this is week three of the NFL preseason, so you know more of the starters are going to play week three, so I can have more to report. Yeah, but the TV guy, the TV thing on the TV said NFL football. It's supposed to be the Bucks. I think the Bucks and the Eagles or some shit like that. But some dumbass TV show was on instead of football. So, you know, I was kind of like, oh, fuck. But I wasn't really mad because the Big Three Championship was on. Because I was going to flip back. I was actually going to watch the Big Three Championship, then go back to football. But so the Big Three Championship come on. And it was two games. It was the battle for the third and fourth place, and then the battle for the championship game. But who cares about battle for third or fourth place, right? So the championship game was between Power and Three's Company. So Nancy Lieberman coaches Power, and Three's who coached Three's Company. I forgot who coached Three's Company. But this was a battle between Corey Maggette and what's the buddy name for Three's Company? I'm looking for a buddy name. I'm looking for his name now. The buddy from Three's Company, because he's went like six or seven straight games with scoring 20 plus points. So he was like the hottest player in the Big Three, and he was the Big Three fourth man of the year, which is the equivalent to sixth man of the year. Andre Emmett is his name. Yeah, Andre Emmett. He had 24 points, and that's like six or seven straight games with him scoring 20 plus points. So he's like the hottest player in the Big Three at the point. And then Corey Maggette is the actual MVP of the league, right? So this is the matchup that we got going on for the championship. Then, you know, Power got Ketino Mobley, Glenn Davis, Quint Richardson, another one of the buddies. I'm looking at his face right now. I want to say JaVale McGee, but it ain't JaVale McGee. It's I can't call Buddy's name, but I'm looking at his face right now. But anyway, it started out not as a game, but then it ended up as a game. So let me read these headlines, and then I give you from my opinion how I saw it. Right. So after being the best team during the regular season, Power lived up to his billing in the playoffs with the 51-43 victory over Three's Company to win the Big Three Championship at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, on Friday night. Right. Power controlled the game early and looked like it would cruise to a blowout victory after going up 47-29 in the second half, right? Three's Company finally started making shots and tightened up on defense to go on a 14-2 run that closed the gap to 6 before Ketino Mobley made the game-winning jump. And, boy, it was tight because I knew Powell was gonna win, but it was just like one of those things, you know, when you playing a video game, you're like, damn man, I can't make a shot, and then the other team go on the run, but you still got a good enough cushion. So Coutinho Mobley and ball to bow, the ball to Big Baby Davis. He backs down his opponent, turns, shoot. Can't win a shot. Power wins the game. Coutinho Mobley. The inbound. He gets the inbound. He tried to get the Corey McGetty, but Andre Emmett was not allowing Corey McGetty to get the ball. He gives the Big Baby Davis. Big Baby Davis gets back to Coutinho Mobley. Coutinho Mobley backs down to his opponent. Backs down. Goes over the shoulder. Shoot. The game winner with the left hander. The game winner. And Coutinho Mobley spurs the power to the Big Three championship. Oh, my goodness. So, and Corey McGetty, he's the league MVP, scores 27 points, and then, you know, gets the championship. They so emotional. They all emotional. Nancy Lieberman, she's the first woman who's a head coach in any male athletic realm, first of all, and the first woman head coach in any male athletic realm to win a championship. So, you already know how we got to do that to Nancy Lieberman. Shout out to you. Yes. Oh, yeah, now I remember. The coach for Three's Company was Michael Cooper. And Michael Cooper is the only man in basketball history to have a championship in the NBA, in the WNBA, and NBA D-League. So, Michael Cooper, you, my friend, you get rounds of applause. Michael Cooper, you a winner. And he almost got a Big Three championship as a head coach. So Michael Cooper won as a head coach in the WNBA. L.A. Swanson won the head coach in the NBA T League. And in the NBA, he had championships. So one time for Michael Cooper. Keeping y'all up to date. So, going down. So, and these are some quotes from Corey McGetty. I have to be honest with you, I was praying a lot, McGetty told for the wins, Nina Mandel. Should I do this again? And the competitive nature of me was like, I have to come back. I'm not going to let this injury stop me. And I worked my tail off to get back. McGetty's decision had paid huge dividends. He was an unstoppable force in the Big Three, finishing the top three in total points with 135, rebounds with 57, and assists with 25. The size of Powell was a key difference in the game, as McGetty, who's 6'6", could do whatever he wanted on the court. Glenn Davis is 6'9". You got Birdman, who about 6'9", 6'10", right? So Powell's long-distance shooting was another reason they got the win. McGetty, Mobley, and Quentin Richardson combined for 5 3-pointers, Three's Company's just made 2. Andre Emmett was terrific in the defeat. He had a double-double, 24 points and 10 rebounds. Dante Jones, who had 38 points in 8 regular season games, also contributed 10 points for Three's Company. Three's Company can hang its head high after the loss. It posted the third-best record in the Big Three during the regular season. They went 5-3, blew out the three-headed monsters in the semifinals last week and nearly erased a huge deficit to win the championship. So, one time for them. But it was about that power. This year was Powell's year, though. Team lost one game during the regular season, including each of his last three by double digits. It did what it needed to do in the playoffs to stand atop of the podium as the Big Three's best in 2018. So, go Powell, go Powell, go Powell, Go Power one time for Power. Give a round of applause. Big three back to Bob. Now Baron Davis was hurt for Three's Company. But still, Three Company still only lost by like 8 points. So it's all good. So Big Three Basketball, second season of Big Three Basketball. I like Big Three. I encourage y'all to watch the Big Three, support the Big Three, check out the Big Three. You can catch the reruns of the Big Three on YouTube. But when the Big Three happen next year, make sure you support it. Oh yeah, make sure y'all support the WNBA. The WNBA is in the third round of the playoffs right now. So make sure y'all check out WNBA, support WNBA, because the ladies need y'all support. All right, let's get back into this shit. So a Georgia high school football team walks out of practice to protest rough conditions. So this story came out on August 18th. All right. Players from one of Georgia's top high school football teams walked out of practice that week to protest conditions they called too physical and dangerous. Grayson High players combined a full contact practices in shorts. Grayson High School players complained of full contact practices in shorts and inadequate attention to hydration and heat exposure, according to reports from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and Gwinnett Daily Post. You should not be having full contact practices in shorts, first note. The concerns at the Loganville, Georgia school date from 2017 season. Parents told the Daily Post when the training season sessions resulted in full body cramps, multiple players with broken bones in their hands from excessive hitting in practice, and players who were injured being called soft and being isolated. Players walked out of practice Wednesday, and Coach Christian Honeycutt met with the team the next day and apologized for practice conditions. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported he promised lighter practices in the future. Fire his ass! Protests come as the University of Maryland football program continues to navigate the fallout from the death of freshman offensive lineman Joy McNair, who suffered from heat stroke during conditioning drills in late May and died 2 weeks later. University leaders are investigating what an ESPN reporter called an abusive coach at the school and placed Coach BJ Durkin on administrative leave. Fire his ass! Grayson, 40 miles east of Atlanta, is the fifth-ranked team in the country, according to USA Today, the number one team in Georgia Class 7 division, according to the Georgia Sports Writers Association ranking. So what that means is they probably won't fire that coach, but if my child was on that team, that coach would have to run me them hands. Yeah, I ain't said this in a while, but yeah, that coach from that school would have to run me them hands. I'd beat your ass if you had my child like that. And because I played in tough conditions. We practiced in tough conditions. I ain't gonna lie. Some of the stuff when I played high school football. Quick story. We had a dude. I ain't gonna use no real names. We had a dude named A, and then a coach. So A didn't want to run the hills. At my high school, we had a steep ass clay hill, and you had to run them hills when you weren't doing what you was supposed to do. And A was running them hills, but he wasn't in no type of shape to be doing that. So he was up and down the hill, but he couldn't really do it no more. So he's like, man, come fuck this dog. Fuck this coach, dog. I ain't run no more hill, dog. And so as A was saying that, coach got mad, and coach went over, snatched Buddy midway up the hill, snatched him down by his football pants, snatched his football pants off him, snatched the girl off him, and kicked him out of practice. Basically, all motherfuckers. Like, a lot of our coaches should have got their ass kicked. I ain't gonna lie. Like, if I was a parent today and I witnessed a lot of stuff, I fucked them coaches up. Because a lot of our coaches should have got their ass kicked. Because the conditions weren't the best. But they wasn't as worse as this. Like, we would fight our coach. Like, if it got to the point where it needed to be, we would have jumped our coaches. I mean, that's just us. That's just the coaching, the conditions that we was in when I was in high school. We would have fucked up. We would have fought our coaches. We would have fucked them up. We would have jumped their asses. It was enough of us. We would have fucked them up, right? If it got too bad. But still, I understand the mindset and the conditioning that they talk about these players go to with the isolation and calling them soft, because if you hurt, you can't play. And if you can't play, you won't get no glory. And the mindset is you have to get this glory. That's why you play, to get this glory. And how you going to get this glory if you ain't out here on this field? It's the difference between being injured and being hurt. And that's what they're drilling to your heads and stuff. But these conditions that these players going through, even after the stuff that happened in Maryland and all these things here, you know, it's like, this is nothing new. I'm saying this. And I'm not saying this to condone this, but what I am saying is just being real. This is nothing new. These conditions are nothing new. Shit used to be worse. And we got stories of motherfuckers playing with broken legs. They're knowingly playing with broken legs. Motherfuckers knowingly playing with what they call cobwebs in their head back then. But now we know concussions, probably multiple concussions. Look, as much as I love football, football culture is toxic culture. Once again, how do these behaviors bring people together? It doesn't. It's intimidation. It's intimidation. It's degradation. These players are being subjected to conditions that are inhumane. These players are being subjected to conditions that are critical to their health. All in the name of glory. To say that you're a man and you conquered this and you conquered that and you did this and you did that. Blah, I'm a man. Blah. Fuck all that shit. It ain't worth it. In the long run, it ain't worth it to get CTE or have my body fucked up or have to be addicted to goddamn opioid pain pills because my body's fucked up for your old ass coach, for your ego. Because this team is ranked as high as it is, ain't shit gonna happen with that coach, just like Urban Meyer. That's a high school version of that Urban Meyer bullshit, which I'm gonna get to him. Do not. Hey, black people, let's start thinking twice about signing our kids up for these sports. Let's think twice. If we can't check this shit all the way out, let's think twice about signing our kids up to participate in these sports. That's all I'm saying. Be mindful about signing your kids up to go play sports with certain people in certain places. You get subjected to shit like this. There's no way the fucking team today had to walk out of practice and the team met with them talking about, and the coach met with them talking about, I'm sorry. Fuck you, coach. You ain't sorry, bitch. You sorry you got caught. You sorry it had to get to this point. You ain't sorry what you did. Your ass should be fired. Fuck you, man. So let's move on. Mm-mm. There's some horrible motherfuckers out here in this world that y'all be signing y'all kids up to go play for. I'm just keep reminding y'all, man. There's some horrible motherfuckers out here that's in charge of people's kids. So, I think, what's this? San Diego State University? The swim coach? Fucking ass swim coach? That's crazy, man. So, this ain't San Diego State. This is high school. I'm tripping. So, this is a Stockton University school district. A Stockton University school district teacher. What? I can't even get through this first sentence. I'm sorry, y'all. A Stockton University school district teacher on paid leave was sentenced Thursday on a misdemeanor battery charge for dragging a 14-year-old girl across concrete and toward a campus swimming pool last year. How was he on paid leave for trying to drag a high school girl into a fucking swimming pool and during dragging her, pulling her top down, exposing her breast? What do you get off putting your hands on somebody? Man, and that girl daddy soft because I would have fucked him up. You on paid leave? Brother, I would have fucked you up. I'm going to meet you at your house, and the first person to come out your house, I'm going to punch them in their motherfucking face. It's war now. You come at my family, bitch, I come at your family. Everybody better run. Everybody better run, because I'm fucking crazy. I run my car straight through your motherfucking front door. Denny, this motherfucking name Denny, too. You know he a bitch. You know, his parents knew he was going to be a bitch in life because they named him Denny. Denny Peterson, who was 47, appeared in court out of custody and was sentenced to 10 days in jail and 1 year in child abuse prevention program. Man, he need to be fucked up. He may participate in an alternative work program doing community service in lieu of serving actual jail time by signing up on July 16th. He must also pay the victim an undetermined amount of restitution. He need to be fucked up. I thought the crux of this case is an anger management issue and that the child abuser program would be appropriate, said Deputy District Attorney Elton Garou. Garou said in his experience, anger management issues worsen over time without treatment. Man, this is some white male patriarchy. I do bullshit and get slapped on the wrist for it. This motherfucker tried to drag, he spent over 2 minutes trying to drag a young girl and throw her into a fucking swimming pool. Is you serious? Well, you lucky you didn't get shot in the motherfucking face. Wow. Peterson initially faced one misdemeanor count of corporal injury to a child. But he pleaded to a lesser charge in a May resolution. He and his attorney, Sacramento-based Zachary Schultz, declined comment after the hearing. There's a lot of bitch-ass people named Zach around here. Huh? The incident at Edison High School was captured. Don't send your kids to Edison High School, whatever city this is. The incident in Edison High School was captured in a cell phone video by a student and was drawn worldwide and has drawn worldwide attention on the internet. Peterson, the physical education teacher, is seen trying to drag the girl into the pool as she resisted. See, I'm telling y'all, if this would have tried to go down at my high school, them girls would have jumped his ass. I promise you, them girls would have jumped his ass. And after the dudes found out, he would have got jumped by at least 80 high school kids. If that would have happened at my high school, he would have got jumped by at least 80 high school kids. After getting jumped by the girl. See, these teachers be knowing who to do that shit to. At my high school, man, them girls would have jumped his ass. And then after the dudes find, and don't let them thugs find out. If them thugs would have found out, dude probably would have got shot. The girl's mother, Susie Garcia, and her daughter has been physically and emotionally affected. The girl had bruises as a result, and she has been subjected to embarrassment at school, Garcia said during a victim impact statement in court. Garcia, as an employee of the school district, said her daughter had participated in the class, but she did not want to get her hat wet. She said the girl was not trying to be defiant. Garcia said the teacher continued forcing the girl even as she said her bikini was falling off. He even instructed male students to push her in. Garcia said she alleges other students and colleagues have told her Peterson has inappropriately handled students in the past. I hope he may never be allowed to work with students again, Garcia said. Peterson remains on administrative leave, said Stockholm Unified School District spokeswoman Diane Barth. No action has been taken, said Barth. Barth said she could not comment further. Fuck you, Barth. Fire that piece of shit, Barth. And your piece of shit ass need to be fired too. See, I told y'all men and women be protecting fuck shit. That's why these coaches continue. I don't be making this shit up, man. I don't be making this shit up. I just be reading the facts and analyzing, putting the pieces together, man. 1 + 1 = 2. God damn it. The school district last year released a statement saying the district took immediate and appropriate action after learning of the incident at the end of August. The district forwarded the case to the district attorney's office. At the time, the district placed the teacher on paid leave, which is some fuck shit per the California Education Code and district policy. His ass should have been fired. Fuck paid leave. Hey, what is there more to investigate? If a student would have done that, that student would have been expelled immediately. I hate these environments where you have teenagers who are held to a higher standard than adults. You can't be serious when you have young people who are held to a higher standard than adults. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. What's this bitch boy named? Denny Peterson. Use a bitch. Dickhead Peterson. That's what I'm going to call you. Dickhead Peterson. Use a hoe. You can get these hands, Denny Peterson. You can definitely come get these hands for trying to drag that young girl into that motherfucking pool. You sick, pedophilia-like bastard. You probably a sexual predator, man. I bet you old Larry the star-ass white boy. What in your right mind thought that was a good idea to say, hey, well, let me drag this motherfucker into this pool? Denny Peterson and old girl, daddy's, he tripping. Denny would have had to run one. You would have had to run me them hands, Denny. What made you think, Denny? Denny, what would make you think you wouldn't have to show me your face? That's all I want to know. What in your cotton-picking mind, Denny, will make you think that you don't have to run your homeboy to fade? You're going to have to show me a fade. I have to kick you in your fucking throat. You tried to throw my daughter. If I was old girl daddy, you tried to throw my daughter into the motherfucking swimming pool. You would have pulled the titties out. Denny, come catch this fade. Be a man about yours and come catch this fade, Denny. That's all I'm requiring from you is not be a bitch. Be a man and come catch this fade. Cause you shouldn't have tried to throw the young girl into the pool. But since you did, you have no clue to what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do. It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this. So we ain't got no love for y'all. So fuck you, Denny. To the next episode. Yeah, I mix a little gin and juice and I don't mind me, but yeah. So the Stockton U95 School District, fuck y'all too. Fucking Denny should have been fired. Got to drag a fucking 14-year-old girl into a pool. You should see his picture on him. He looked rapey. He got rapey eyes. He got a rapey nose. He ain't got no lips. He got rapey eyebrows. He got horrible skin. He got a fucked up hairdo. He looked rapey. He looked like he eat ass. Yo, Denny, you eat ass. You rapey bitch. Fuck you, Denny. Get your ass off my screen, you fuck boy. Now, let's get further into this bullshit. John Elway. Hey, y'all. I'm Buford. I am Buford D. White Man. And my brother, D. White Man. Shout out to my brother, D. White Man. Yeah. I'm Buford White Man, and my brother is the White Man. We ain't got the same dad. John Elway's my hero, well, one of them. I like John Elway. John Elway tells it like it is. I'm telling you. John Elway set the record straight on this Colin Kaepernick stuff. John Elway told you that the nigger didn't want to play with the Broncos. John Elway keeps white. He's a real white man, and he helps to maintain white supremacy. White power! John Elway knows what he knows, a thing or two about Negroes and football. I'm going to let Joseph tell you about some more and I'm gonna come back. And I also love, I'll always love Urban Meyer. I'll always love Urban Meyer. I love real white men. Go ahead, Joseph. Read about it. Fuck you, Buford. All right, preach. Fuck you, Buford. But check this out. During the press conference on Thursday, Denver Broncos general manager John Elway was asked if his team, which is exploring the possibility of signing a veteran free agent quarterback because their quarterback situation sucked, because John Elway picked the wrong motherfucker to be quarterback because he don't make good decisions in that. So regards free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick as a viable option. Keep in mind the Broncos quarterback situation is in flux. Paxton Lynch, the team's first-round pick in 2016, was recently demoted to number 3 on the depth chart behind Case Keenum and rookie Chad Kelly. And, yeah, the Broncos situation is fucked up. And Chad Kelly is the grandson of Buffalo Bills legendary quarterback Jim Kelly. But Chad Kelly ain't good at playing quarterback. And he's a fuck-up in life. He has a rap sheet taller than Shaq, right? But he's Case Keenum, Chad Kelly, and Paxton Lynch are all on football rosters, but we know they can't play. So John Elway responded to the question as follows. And I'm gonna read it in my Buford voice. You know what? And I said this a while. I love John Elway. Colin had his chance to be here. We offered him a contract. He didn't take it. And as I said in my deposition, right? And I don't know if I'll be legally able to say this, but he had a chance to be here, and he passed it. Deposition. So Elway referenced to my deposition concerns when he gave sworn testimony in May. With Kaepernick in attendance at Elway's deposition, the 58-year-old fuckboy general manager responded to questions posed by Kaepernick's attorney. Members of Kaepernick's legal team, which includes Los Angeles attorney Mike Gregos and Ben whoever, have deposed more than 24 NFL owners and team executives as part of the grievance process. Kaepernick's attorneys believe that some combination of NFL officials, NFL owners, and team executives have conspired to keep Colin Kaepernick out of the NFL, and they are animated by fear of President Donald Trump, one of Kaepernick's sharpest critics. As explained below, Elway's comments do not undermine Kaepernick's grievance, just the opposite. Actually, they could prove problematic for both him and the NFL. Kaepernick being offered a contract in 2016 doesn't disprove collusion in 2017. Right. It doesn't disprove collusion, right? For two important reasons, the Broncos offering Colin Kaepernick a contract in 2016 in no way negates the possibility that Kaepernick later experienced collusion. First, Elway's reference to an offer concerns the situation in April of 2016, long before the relevant time period for Kaepernick's grievance, right? Kaepernick was given the opportunity to facilitate a trade from the 49ers to Broncos. A precondition to the trade was Kaepernick agreeing to sign a new contract. The new contract, however, would have reduced the guaranteed portion of his contract from $11.9 million to $7 million. So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Almost $5 million. So how many of you all would take a $5 million pay cut when you know you're better than everybody else on the team? How many of you listening who's saying, well, Colin Kaepernick should have just took the pay cut? Okay, let's say you make $40,000 and somebody at another company wants you to come work for them for $20,000. Would you take it? Hell no, you won't. So fuck out of here if you think Kaepernick being ungrateful. Unsurprisingly, Kaepernick refused to accept a reduction of approximately 42% in guaranteed money. He instead remained with the 49ers through the 2016 season, during which time Kaepernick began to kneel while the national anthem was played. He opted out of his contract with the 49ers on March 3rd, 2017, and it's now 531 days later. The 30-year-old Kaepernick, who led the 49ers to a division championship in 2012 and the Super Bowl appearance in 2013, remains unsigned and unwanted because they thought Paxton Lynch was going to take them for it, which is some bullshit. So John Elway is a fuckboy. John Elway is misleading people because he don't want to tell the whole fucking truth. And John Elway is another member of the fuckboy white cracker society. And another reason why I say all these athletes who I grew up with looking at and thinking, hey, they pretty cool people, they ain't shit. Goddamn Eric Dickerson, you a fucking sellout-ass Negro. Greg Jennings, you a fucking sellout-ass Negro. Jason Whitlock. No one would be able to find a spine anywhere under those 500 pounds of bitch-ass fat, which is Jason Whitlock. Jason Shitlock is a fucking disgrace. His father should have ejaculated on the carpet. I'll say that again. Jason Whitlock, your father should have ejaculated on the carpet. You did not deserve to be born, you fucking wasteless piece of sack, shit, lard, overweight, bitch boy, dick-sucking, white man-loving fuckhole. That's what you are. You are a lard tub of cum. White men use you to come on because you ain't shit and you are willing to sell out any and everything for the good old boy system. Jason Whitlock sell out men, women, black people, his parents, himself. He sold his body out by getting that fat. Yeah, you call it body shame. I don't give a fuck what you call it. Fuck Jason Whitlock. Jason Whitlock could throw anybody under the bus to protect good old white men. Everybody else, Jason Whitlock will just shit on and undermine to protect white men who don't like his black fat ass. Let me read some more. Whether Kaepernick's NFL career would have been better off had he joined the Broncos in 2016 is an interesting football question, but it is immaterial to his grievance. Under Article 17 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement between the NFL and the NFL Players Association, collusion concerns actions that occurred or were reasonably discovered during the preceding 90 days. Kaepernick filed his grievance on October 15, 2017. This means the alleged collusion took place or could have been discovered at points between mid-July and mid-October 2017. In other words, long after Kaepernick declined to take massive pay cut to join the Broncos. So which means is John Elway is misleading people and trying to manipulate the truth to make it seem like he's not a part of the collusion, which he's hurting the NFL's case. Collusions happen. Colin Kaepernick's been blackballed. John Elway is a hoe. What you got to say about it, Buford?
Well, no.
John Elway. He's an American hero. He's a true American, I'm telling you. Kaepernick don't want to play no football in the white man's sport. That's why he's disrespecting the flag. Disrespecting John Elway. Disrespecting John Wayne. Disrespecting John Travolta. Disrespecting John Quincy Adams, disrespecting John Harbaugh, disrespecting John Madden, John the Baptist, and any other white man whose name is John. See, the problem with Kaepernick is he don't want to follow the white man's rules. That's my biggest problem with Colin Kaepernick. He don't want to follow the white man's rules. The white man specifically said, do not bring your Negro issues into our NFL. If it ain't about football, it should not be talked about. Even though, in full contradictory every October, we bring awareness to breast cancer by wearing pink. But you can understand why good white men like myself and Roger Goodell and other white men who make up the NFL, but not the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He wants to be white, but fuck him. He ain't a real white man like us. He's one of those others, but he ain't a real white man. But we understand that breast cancer kills white women, right? So because breast cancer kills white women, we care about breast cancer. You know, racism don't kill white women. We don't care about no racism. We don't play no boogie-woogie around here. That's why I love John Elway and any of these other white men who are making sure that we be hypocritical, but still standing on our morals as good old white men who protect white supremacy. We doggy white supremacy rules. I mean, of course it's hypocritical to say, hey, keep football only about football on the field. Don't bring no political issues into it. But still, October come around and we wear pink and do what we can to bring attention to breast cancer. Yes, that's totally contradictory. But don't you niggas be trying to get uppity on this. It's totally contradictory. Everybody wearing pink, bringing attention to, and if somebody say, I don't want no breast cancer awareness in my football, you ain't American. If somebody say they don't want no racism in football or in life, period, they ain't American. What do you mean you ain't nasty? Why the fuck you came? Racism is even more American than America. You Negroes better pick up a history. We damn killed them Indians. We'd kill your ass too. We killed every motherfucking body who was here in America. And we took their land. So I love John Elway for maintaining white supremacy. Go, John Elway. So, fuck out of here, Buford. So you see how white people do. Collusion case will be won by Colin Kaepernick. The NFL will be found to have been excessive in their racist bullshit. Aha! Straight up. Fuck them, man. Fuck John that way. All right. Urban liar. Do not send your children to play for Ohio State University. Do not send your children to play for Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer creates toxic situations, toxic environments for people to exist in. As we know, since Urban Meyer has been the coach of the University of Florida on leading up to the coach of Ohio State University, Urban Meyer is helping to facilitate fuck shit that goes on. And the nerve of the lawyer, Urban Meyer only got suspended 3 games for lying and being a part of not getting rid of a fucked up person on his staff, for harboring Zach Smith on his staff and lying about it. Urban Meyer's lawyer had the nerve to say that Urban Meyer and Gene Smith is the athletic director of Ohio State. The lawyer of Urban Meyer had the nerve to say that Urban Meyer and Gene Smith fell on the sword for the University of Ohio State. All right, lawyer, bitch. What did Ohio State University do for Urban Meyer and Gene Smith to have to fall on the sword for them? Tell me what they did. Explain to me what the University of Ohio State did that these gentlemen had to fall on the sword. Because falling on the sword usually means making a sacrifice and doing something for somebody that you really don't have to do to help them to help save those people. That's what Fall on the Sword is. So what did the university, what did Ohio State University do? Tell me. I want somebody to let me know what, because last time that I checked, Urban Meyer fucked up. Zach Smith fucked up. See, Urban Meyer fucked up in trying to be, Urban Meyer didn't give a shit. Basically, Urban Meyer and his wife didn't believe that Shelly Smith was being abused by Zach Smith. Ohio State didn't believe that Shelly Smith was being abused by Zach Smith. So Urban Meyer's been suspended 3 games, 3 fluff-ass games, and he's going to be able to coach. Matter of fact, he's really only suspended 1 game. Only 1 game that he can't participate in the practices. The first game, he can't participate in the practices to prepare the team. The second and third game, he can participate in the practices, but he can't participate as head coach in the game. So you're still the head coach. And then it goes, he get back to do whatever from that. So let me read this first before I go in, give y'all more information. So following a roughly 12-hour meeting of Ohio State's Board of Trustees Wednesday, the school announced the coach will be suspended for the first 3 games of the regular season without pay because of the findings of a 2-week investigation which determined the coach mishandled but didn't cover up domestic violence allegations made against former assistant coach Zach Smith. See, the Ohio State University is bullshit. Well, yeah, he didn't cover up because everybody knew about it and nobody did anything about it. That's what we're starting to find out, is everybody knew what was going on, but nobody questioned anything or even decided to get Zach Smith off. Zach Smith been fucking up for 10 years under the watch of Urban Meyer, and Urban ain't doing nothing about it. Urban was harboring Zach Smith on some bullshit, on some fake-ass white man mad code shit. When real white men fuck up, there's no real penalties for them. Larry Nassar wasn't the real, he wasn't the right type of white man. Urban Meyer has a 900 winning percentage at Ohio State. They're not going to fire. Matter of fact, as I was watching the video earlier, if they start firing motherfuckers, one of the reasons why they didn't fire Urban Meyer is because you would have to fire so many other people, coaches, administrators, all types of people have to be fired because everybody knew this shit was going on. Everybody knew Zach Smith was a fuck up. Matter of fact, I think they said Zach Smith took a picture of his meat in the White House. I'm going to get to that in a minute. I'm going to get to all this shit. So my role is to set a good example. Maya said, well, you fucked up as that a long time ago. In the instance, I did not live up to the university standards. The suspensions are tough, but I fully accept them. I wish I could go back and make different decisions, but I can't. Meyer, who had been on paid administrative leave since August 1st, will miss games against Oregon State, Rutgers, and TCU, who's number 16, and be allowed to rejoin the team on the day and resuming practices after their season opener. Athletic Director Gene Smith will also be suspended without pay from August 31st to September 16th. Offensive coordinator Ryan Day will remain the interim head coach. We believe clearly that Urban Meyer does not condone domestic abuse. Shit, me. University President Michael Drake said, however, he did fail to take sufficient management action regarding Zach Smith. It was not as complete and accurate at media day as he should have been and didn't uphold the high standards and values of the university on that day. Meyer, who has been at Ohio State since 2012, said he did not disagree. They didn't disagree with the suspension. Of course he didn't. And regretted giving the benefit of the doubt to Smith, citing a relationship with Smith's grandfather, Earl Bruce, whom I described as a mentor. Smith was fired July 23rd following a protection order filed against his ex-wife, Courtney. Urban Meyer only fired Zach Smith because information came out. If the information wouldn't have came out about, gotten public about everything that's happening with Zach Smith would still be hired as a staff member of Urban Meyer. The only reason Zach Smith was fired was because shit got public. Listen to what I'm telling you and listen at me good. The only reason Zach Smith was fired because shit got public. But if they was going to fire Urban Meyer, they'd have to fire a whole lot of other people. In fact, they didn't want to have a bad football season. They didn't want to fuck up football. So Ohio State chose football. Now, granted, Urban Meyer isn't the reason Zach Smith was beating his wife, but Urban Meyer knows Zach Smith been fucking up for a long time. So let's just say this, as a man, if you're part of my staff as a man and I find out that you got domestic violence issues as a member of my staff, I'm intervening because you ain't finna make me look bad. So I'm intervening, and whatever got to fucking happen, gonna fucking happen. And if I got to send your ass to rehab, we're gonna send your ass to rehab. If I got to fuck you up, I'm gonna fuck you up. If I got to fire you and fuck you up, I'm gonna fire you and fuck you up. But the last thing I would do is harbor a fuckboy and allow him to fuck up my name. But that's what Urban Meyer in Ohio State is doing. Meyer claims he went through the proper protocol when he learned of the accusations, but admitted that he lied in the Big Ten media days about not being aware of the 2015 domestic violence incident involving Smith, who previously worked with the three-time national championship coach. There was nothing Meyer said at the time. I didn't know who creates stories like that. Meyer also admitted to knowing about the 2009 domestic violence report filed against Smith, who was arrested. Charges were not filed for aggravated battery. Meyer, who has a 73-8 record at Ohio State, is set to make $7.8 million this season, signed to a contract extension in April, and require him to report anyone who violates the school's Title IX sexual misconduct policy. I am fully aware that I'm ultimately responsible for this situation that has harmed the university as a whole and our Department of Athletics and our football program. Meyer said, I followed my heart, not my head. You followed fuckboy shit. I fell short in pursuing full information because at each juncture, I gave Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt. I did not know everything about Zach Smith, what Zach Smith was doing, and I am pleased that the report made this very clear. Fuck boy. However, I should have demanded more from him and recognized red flags. I needed to show more care and concern for the entirety of the situation and the people involved. I should have been more demanding of him in the same way I am of my players. They always hold players to higher standards than grown-ass men who are fucking staff. Fuck you, Urban Meyer, you a bitch. So let's get into some timeline. 12 revealing findings from the Ohio State investigation into Urban Meyer's accident. All right. Following this announcement Wednesday that Urban Meyer would be suspended for the first three games of the 2018 season, Ohio State released the complete findings of its independent investigation into Meyer and the school's handling of allegations made against former wide receiver coach Zach Smith by his ex-wife, Courtney Smith. The 23-page document shed some light on the situation, outlines the evidence, the events that led to the suspensions of Meyer and Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith, as well as the dismissal of Zach Smith. Oh, yeah, and let it be known that the 23-page report came out after the press conference. So if the report that came out before the press conference, a whole lot more would have been thrown at Urban Meyer. So findings on Urban Meyer. When Gene Smith and Urban Meyer first learned on the morning of July 23rd of the reports about domestic violence civil protection order issued against Zach Smith on July 20th, Urban Meyer decided to fire Smith. However, before making the decision, Gene Smith thought of having Zach Smith seek counseling would be the best decision, but agreed with Meyer when he said he wanted to fire his assistant. In the text message, Meyer told a venerated OSU athlete that the situation between Zach and Courtney was, he said, she said, and two kids involved. As Meyer admitted in the press conference, he told investigators that his relationship with mentor Earl Bruce may have affected his impartiality in dealing with Zach Smith, Bruce's grandson. Fuck Bruce Smith and not everybody else. Well, I take that back. Not fuck Bruce Smith, but fuck your relationship with Bruce Smith, rather. That has nothing to do with helping this fuck boy do what he do. What about Bruce Smith's grandkids? What about the grandkids? Earl Bruce. What about Earl Bruce's grandkids? Gene Smith and Director of Football Operations Brian Voltolini were both surprised by Meyer's comments at Big Ten Media Day the night before the press conference. Meyer was involved in a group text with Smith, Volotini, Ohio State's AD Jeremy Emick, and Director of Player Development Ryan Stanford, who about media reports surrounding Zach Smith that led to his dismissal. Meyer texts, I know nothing of this about a report about a 2015 felon arrest of Smith. Meyer admitted to being aware of the 2009 incident. Meyer wrote, "Need more guidance here, so when I speak to media, I'm not wrong." After learning from Stanford that there was no record of Zach Smith being arrested in 2015, Meyer texted Stamp, just confirmed there was no arrest in 2015. When questioned about the report of the incident with Smith in 2015 during Big Ten Media Days, Meyer said he knew nothing about the incident. In days following Meyer's press conference, both Smith and Bottini told Meyer he had, in fact, been aware of the law enforcement investigation involving allegations of abuse against Zach Smith in 2015. Yep. Investigators learned that Meyer had sometimes had significant memory issues in other situations where he had prior extensive knowledge of events. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Text messages. Years worth of text messages were erased out of Urban Meyer's phone. And they tried to use the excuse of Urban Meyer takes medicines that cause him to have memory loss. Urban Meyer takes fuckboy pills every morning. That's what he takes. And lying asshole pills. That's what he takes. Urban Meyer know what the fuck he doing. Hey, man, fuck the free world. He has also periodically taken medicine that can negatively impair his memory. Blah, 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 blah. Urban Meyer eat ass and hear bullshit. Concentration and on focus. But he ain't forget the football shit. I bet you he ain't forget football shit. They accepted that as a legitimate reason for him not remembering past events such as details of the 2015 incident. Yeah, after he erased shit out of his phone, too. It was found by investigators that Meyer did not violate policy, law, or contractual obligation by failing to report Smith's 2009 arrest in Florida upon his hearing at Ohio State, though investigators admit it would have been better for him to do so. Meyer and Gene Smith claimed they did not believe they had reported obligation regarding Zach Smith's 2015 incident because there was no charge or arrest or violation of the law in connection with it. Investigators believe the claims of Meyer and Smith were in good faith but were too narrowly focused around law enforcement action. All right, so why are college athletes suspended before all the information get brought out? Because college athletes are punished before. College athletes can be totally innocent and be punished. Why are coaches held to a lower standard than the players? Upon Brett McMurphy's August 1st report alleging Urban Meyer knew about Courtney Smith's allegations of abuse in 2015, both Alenia approached Meyer on the practice field. The two discussed whether the media could get access to Coach Meyer's phone and specifically discussed how to adjust the settings on Meyer's phone so that text messages older than a year would be deleted. In the subsequent review of Meyer's phone, the investigators were unable to recover text messages older than 1 year. Right. Though the investigation cannot determine whether messages were actually deleted, which we know they were, following the conversation with Voltellini, the findings stated the following. It is nonetheless concerning that Meyer's first reaction to a negative media piece exposing his knowledge of 2015-2016 law enforcement investigation was to worry about the media getting access to information and discussion how to delete messages older than the year. Furthermore, a request was made by Ohio State Senior Associate General Counsel to Voltellini and Director of Internal Football Operations, Amy Nickel, on July 25th to review Meyer's phone following an open records request made by student newspaper, The Lantern. That request, which came back a week before Voltellini's conversation with Meyer, was fulfilled. Findings on Zach Smith. The investigation said of Zach Smith were identified a pattern of troubling behavior by Zach Smith. Promiscuous and embarrassing sexual behavior, drug abuse, truancy, dishonesty, financial irresponsibility, and possible NCAA violation, a lengthy police investigation into allegations of criminal domestic violence and cybercrime. Repeatedly, Zach Smith's conduct was met with reprimands and warnings by Coach Meyer, but never a written report, never an investigation, and no disciplinary action until July 23rd, 2018. While we do not doubt that Coach Meyer respects women, shit, and is dedicated to fostering an environment of respect for women in his program, shit. His apparent blind spot for Zach Smith seems to have impaired his judgment and his management of the behavior of at least one of his assistants. Investigators obtained a screenshot of a checking account statement from May 2014 showing Smith spent $600 of his personal funds at a Miami strip club, among many sordid details about Smith's behavior. Meyer maintains he met with both Zach and Courtney Smith in his office at Florida following Smith's 2009 arrest. Meyer says the couple told him that the arrest had been made has been based on incorrect information provided by the authorities by Courtney Smith, and that Zach Smith had never hit her or been violent toward her. Courtney Smith denies the meeting ever happened. Though she remembers meeting with Shelly Meyer, Urban's wife at the time, she also says she never recanted her allegations. Zach Smith remembers meeting with Meyer, but says Courtney did not. Urban and Shelly Meyer referred the couple to see a counselor after the incident. Zach Smith's job performance suffered during his divorce proceedings in 2015. He was regularly late to practice and team meetings. He also failed to appear at recruiting visits in various high schools while claiming he had been there. Meyer warned Smith that continued problems would lead to his dismissal. Dean Smith recommended to Meyer that he fire Zach Smith that year. Shelly Meyer sent a text to her husband after Zach Smith's dismissal, say she was worried how Smith would respond to the decision because he drinks a lot, and I am just not sure how stable he will be. Afraid he will do something dangerous, it's obvious he has anger/rape issues, allegedly. Meyer did not respond to the message. So, there's a 23-page report. So, the independent investigation summary of findings. Number one, primary questions to be answered by the independent investigation. A, in the hiring, retaining, supervising, or firing of former assistant coach Zach Smith, did head coach Urban Meyer violate Ohio State University policy or rules, Title IX, NCAA rules, Big Ten rules, Ohio State ethics laws, and any other or federal laws, or its contractual obligations to OSU in connection to Zach Smith's alleged commission of domestic violence against his former wife, including any obligations reported to alleged domestic violence. When head coach Urban Meyer spoke to Big Ten Media Days on July 24, 2018 about the firing of Zach Smith on July 23rd, did he misrepresent his knowledge of law enforcement investigating of Zach Smith in 2015 for possible domestic violence? And if so, did he do so intentionally? So, those are questions and things that have been answered. So, over 40 witnesses were interviewed in the independent investigation, many more than once, and one in person and over the phone, more than 60,000 electronic documents and 10,000 pages of Coach Meyer text messages from the past year were accessed and reviewed. In addition to relevant media statements, police reports, court findings, employee contracts, and Coach Meyer, A.D. Smith, other documents relevant, OSU, NCAA rules and policies, all those types of things and things. So, like I said, the report is long 23-page report, and I'm not going to get all the way into the report here, because I'm about to wrap this up, but I will have the report, a link to the report where you can read the report in this post. So you can just make sure you go to www.freedomtrainradio.com, click on the Fix Sports Podcast Season 2 tab, and you'll be able to access this episode, the bonus episode, and read the report. Urban Meyer should have been fired. A lot of people at Ohio State should have been fired. They should have took the hit. They fired the previous coach. I can't think of his name right now. I want to say Gene Smith or Gene Deckerhall, but that ain't right. But Jim Tressel, yeah. They fired Jim Tressel for either not knowing or trying to cover up his players selling merchandise for tattoos. And Jim Tressel had also won a national championship. But they fired Jim Tressel over his players selling Ohio State paraphernalia for tattoos. But Urban Meyer covers up domestic violence for over 10 years, lies about stuff, and only gets a 3-game suspension. Really a 2-game, really a 1-game suspension. 3 of the games, he don't actually get the coach in the game as the head coach. 2 games, he actually still get to prepare his team to play those games. The NCAA is fucked up. Ohio State is fucked up. This country's fucked up. These men are fucked up. These women are fucked up. People are fucked up. Do not send your kids to play with Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is a toxic individual. He will fuck your kids' life up. Do not have your kids play for Urban Meyer. Do not send your kids to play at Ohio State. Be careful about where you send your children to play sports. It could be a range from getting racially harassed, terrorized, to being sexually harassed, terrorized, to being taught to be a fucking fuck up in life. Urban Meyer is a horrible person. I'm sure white men all over the country are rejoicing that Urban Meyer did not get fucked up by this situation. He harbored Zach Smith for over 10 years. Zach Smith has a rap sheet long as Zach Smith got in trouble for taking a picture of his meat in the White House. And still got to keep his job. Zach Smith, the $600 on strippers for players, lying about shit, not doing what he's supposed to do. Like, Zach Smith been the fuck up for a long time. So remember what I told you. When you're a white man in this country and you subscribe to white supremacy and you subscribe to the right things in this world, in this thing, you don't have to be accountable for your actions. Because you're a good white man. Everybody else going to be blamed for your actions. It's everybody else's fault. It's not your fault. Good white men don't have to be accountable for their actions, because who going to make them be? Because this is a white man's world. And white man run it and white man rule, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Hey, man, that's some fucked up shit. Fuck you, Urban Meyer. Fuck you, Zach Smith. Fuck you, Gene Smith. Fuck you, everybody else who's involved in this. And this is a sad shit. But I want to make sure I report about it on the Fix Sports Podcast. If Urban Meyer was black, he would have been fired. Like, he would have been fired if he was black. He wouldn't even got this far. He would have been fired if he was black. But I'm just surprised Jim Tressel got fired for less. Urban Meyer got caught fucking up. Everybody got caught fucking up, man. Urban Meyer still get to keep the job. And no Negroes like Jason Whitlock and Greg Jennings and all these other motherfuckers who old coon shuffling Negroes. Urban Meyer didn't do anything wrong. If anything, fuck you, Jason Whitlock. Fuck you, man. I'm so disappointed in sacks of flesh who call themselves black men. So disappointed in them. But I'm not disappointed in America, because America is a fucked up place and America raped its way to become an American. So I'm not surprised at this. I just want to make sure I report it. Man, this is the Fix Sports Podcast. I am your host, Joseph Ward. Fuck you, Urban Meyer. Fuck you, all these places. Hey, man, don't send your kids to certain schools, man. Your kids going to get fucked up. Your kids going to end up in fucked up situations, man. Your kids going to be raised by or influenced by fucked up people, man. Urban Meyer, you was a big hoe. You was a big bitch. Big bitch. Big bitch. Y'all be careful, man, about shit y'all want y'all kids to do. I know y'all Negroes want to be famous so bad. But is fucking your kids up worth the price of fame? I don't know, man. It's your sports. Big Sports Podcast. Season 3. September 10th.
Going down. I am the greatest.
I call the president. President, we need the National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare, because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Back to back, Jack. And it is 4-1.
Jackson has it. The All-American tight end is going in. And Oklahoma takes the lead on a 71-yard touchdown play.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lex is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Air Force.